Hi, my name is Zakaron, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance and freedom that you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more self-empowering goodies on my website at zakaron.com to help you easily create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. All right, so here we go. Mind your own freaking business. The master key to creating a life of never-ending joy, well-being, abundance, and fulfillment. Now, the number one absolute master key to creating a life of constant and never-ending joy, peace, well-being, abundance, and fulfillment is to mind your own freaking business and get your nose out of everyone else's business. Otherwise, you're putting yourself in an extremely powerless position because you're doing what most people do, which is to rely upon what everyone else is doing as the primary determining factor about how you are going to feel. And if people are doing what you like them to do, well, you're happy. But if they're not, you're sad and angry. So your life is a roller coaster. And that is the most powerful position that you can be in, because in order for you to be happy on a consistent basis, you got to try and manipulate and control the entire population of planet Earth, which of course is a ludicrously impossible task. And, you know, even this, what appears to be simple, controlling the few friends and family around you, is similarly ludicrously futile and a waste of your valuable creative energy. Because even if you can successfully get them to get into formation for you and salute you and jump when you bark your orders, well, they'll hate you for being a tyrannical ruler. Or if you can manipulate people with sweetness so that they are always treating you with kindness, constantly manipulating yourself to be like virgin snow every single day of the year, well, that's going to get really old really fast. But fear not, because your liberation is at hand. And the solution to your dilemma is, as this is titled, get your nose out of everyone's freaking business and mind your own freaking business. In other words, stop demanding that other people act certain ways to make you happy. Stop making the rest of humanity responsible for your happiness and subsequently your sadness, depending on how they're acting. And stop judging and projecting and demanding that other people think, act, and believe the same way you do so that you won't feel alone. And instead, learn how to be happy regardless of what anyone else thinks, says, does, or believes. Because there is no such thing as a law of assertion. So the bad guys can't get you anyway unless you track them with your paranoid beliefs that evil is tracking your every move and lurking behind every bush. When the truth is, no one actually gives a flying fuck about you except what you can do for them. And for the conspiracy nuts, the government doesn't even know you exist. The men in black do not have a file on you. You're not that fucking important. So get over it. And as soon as people realize that you're not going to jump to their orders and succumb to their demands, and that it's your job to make them happy, well, first you will be judged as selfish and unreliable and irresponsible. But if you can shake that dirt off, shake off the guilt that they try to put on you because you're not jumping to their orders and spending your entire life trying to make them happy, well, eventually they'll just leave you alone in your selfish, joyful, and abundant and fulfillment and exciting and fun bliss. And selfish bliss is where you like and love yourself so much that you don't need anyone else to act any certain way to make you happy, and you take zero responsibility for other people's happiness. In other words, you mind your own freaking beeswax. Now, minding your own freaking business may seem a tad lonely at first because you're no longer playing the game that everyone else wants you to play and is addicted to playing, which is the game of codependent happiness. And even though you are alone a lot in your selfish bliss, you are not lonely at all because you always have your own source who always has your back and is always right there beside you, thick or thin, in sickness and in health, richer or poorer, never to part for eternity. That's the only marriage you ever want to have. And your old codependent buddies, your lovers, friends, and family members, may try to get you to play the old game, come back to the fold, and play the old game of codependent happiness again, where, you know, we work hard to try to keep each other happy and make deals and agreements and vows that we're going to make each other happy no matter what. And you will get sucked in now and again. But after a while, you'll no longer fall into that trap anymore. And you'll just start, you know, attracting more independently happy people who take 100% responsibility for their own happiness. And they will be an absolute joy to be around because they will not project demands upon you or judge you because you're weird and different. Instead, they will delight in and absolutely appreciate your neat, unique weirdness. They will love your weirdness. They will love your quirkiness. Those are the kind of people you want to find and be and have around you. Not the people that tolerate you. You want to surround yourself with the people that appreciate you. You'll be like the Addams family, appreciating each other's crazy idiosyncrasies as you each pursue your own unique dreams and desires. No matter how outlandish they may be, you never judge anybody's desires and say, "Oh, that's not possible. Oh, you'll never be able to do that." And as you dream outlandish dreams and believe crazy things like you can be, do, and have absolutely anything that you desire, well, and that you are able to allow yourself to receive, and then your weird, independently happy behavior will seem normal to you then. And everyone else's codependent, you know, codependent happiness will seem bizarre and crazy and, of course, way too much work. But you won't judge them for their bizarre, nosy behavior because you were once lost in the matrix, just like them. You didn't know better, but you saw the light. I saw the light through the haze and went towards it to the promised land. And now you're the one shining the light for others to follow when they are ready to see the light, when they're tired of playing the codependent happy game, the codependent conditional love game where I'll love you if you do things that make me happy, but I'm going to hate you and reject you if you don't. And fair warning, when you fully understand this and you fully disconnect from the matrix of sticking your nose in everyone else's business and making what other people do responsible for your happiness, and you finally understand that the most important thing in life is to feel good, rather than being right, and feeling good is the only reason you want anything, and you learn how to feel good no matter what anyone else is doing on planet Earth, well, you will first become an outlier, you know, you'll kind of be on the fringe, but then you'll become a leader, especially when people see you being happy all the time and you being healthy all the time, and you prospering all the time, and surrounded by love all the time, and they will want to know what your secret is. And you'll tell them that your secret is to get your nose out of everyone else's business and mind your own beeswax. And instead of trying to lead everyone else to act certain ways, to be certain pleasing ways, or manipulate other people into being certain ways so you'll be happy, or judging other people, or condemning other people, or et cetera, to try to get people to manipulate their behavior so that you can have a pleasing reaction to their happy behavior. Instead, you just lead yourself to happiness. You just be happy regardless of what anybody else is doing. And that's the most empowering position you can put yourself in, where you're happy regardless of what anybody else is doing on planet Earth, regardless of the conditions in your life, the conditions of anybody else's life, and the conditions on planet Earth. So, first, you're just a leader of self, not a leader of other people. Just a self-guided master who leads yourself into joy and abundance and fun, well-being, and who leads others sort of unintentionally by influence, by the influence of your joyful and abundant life, not influencing or coercing or manipulating anybody by demands and coercion. Because what everyone else does is, well, they all rely upon other people to guide them. That's the classic story of, you know, the idiots following the cult leader. They are relying upon other people's confidence and other people's certainty and authority as some sort of roundabout way of leading themselves, which is just following. It's not leading at all. Instead of being their own leader, they try to find the person with the most certainty and the most confidence and the most authority who seems to know what the hell they're talking about, to know what to do and how to think and what to believe. And if you're a true leader, well, first of all, you have no desires to generate fans and, I can't remember the word, but, you know, people that follow the cult leader, you know, the followers. You didn't even want followers. Instead, you lead people to realize, with the power of your example, that they are their own leaders and they have their own self-guidance system to guide themselves to what is best for them, but not necessarily for anyone else. You don't want followers following your guidance as if you know better than them, because no one knows better than anybody else the best way to guide themselves, because every single person on planet Earth is guided by their own source. And then you will naturally become a teacher. So when you're able to guide yourself effectively, easily, effortlessly, to more joy, more fun, more abundance, more well-being, well, then you'll naturally become a teacher, not a codependent cult leader who needs followers so that they'll feel important and, feel the bliss of attention from other people. Instead, you'll just become a leader who leads people to joy and fun and well-being and abundance because you want playmates to play with. You don't want people worshiping you. You just want playmates to play with. You want people along your journey to the top of the mountain. You want fun people on your journey of fun. And you'll teach with no expectation that anyone needs to learn your immensely wise teachings, because you know that everyone has their own source always guiding them to joy and abundance. And that source may guide them to you because they can hear your words and mimic your self-empowered, independent, selfish bliss, just like you have been guided to this video or this podcast by your source, because maybe I've got, you know, a few tips for you to help you sort of smooth out your pathway on your journey, on your adventure of creating what you want and your journey of adventure to actually just having fun. So why do people rely upon each other to determine their happiness, rather than just being happy, regardless of what other people are doing? Why do people rely on other people to determine their mood and if they're going to feel good or bad. It's because people don't realize that we all create our own realities and no one else can create for us. And so they believe the opposite and believe that there is some sort of force of assertion and other people can assert their goodness or badness upon us against our will. And they believe that in order to get what you want, well, you must, you know, either get it from someone else who already has it, or you got to band together with like-minded people to get what you want, or steal what you want, or coerce other people to give you what you want, or prove that you deserve to get what you want. Again, from other people who have what you want, or you believe have what you want, or can help you get it. And because humans believe in the lie of assertion and don't believe in the real truth that everything is attraction, well, then they believe that to get what you want, you must first get rid of what you don't want. First of all, they believe you got to make deals and agreements with other people so you can get what you want and or get rid of what you don't want. You know, kill off the people that are doing stuff that you don't like or, you know, judge them so that they'll somehow change their behavior or put them in prison and punish them or so that they'll somehow change their behavior or reject them so that they'll see the evil of their ways. But that does not work because there is no such thing as assertion. So punitive punishment to manipulate other people's behavior absolutely does not work. It's ludicrous and I can't believe people are still doing it. There's no such thing as assertion. There's only attraction. And so if you focus on getting rid of unwanted things and controlling other people so that they'll change their behavior, well, then you just attract more unwanted things and people that are doing things that you don't like that you got to somehow get them to change. And you just keep attracting more things that you got to get rid of. And people have not been trained how to be happy regardless of what other people are doing. So that's another reason why people, you know, feel like they've got to, you know, try to get rid of things they don't like and so on because they just, you know, not trained how to be happy. Simple. Instead, we're all trained to focus upon external reality and be afraid of unwanted things and undesirable people who have contrary beliefs to us. And we erroneously believe that these people are somehow hell-bent on, you know, us believing, coercing us to believing the same way that they do, and so we must have get rid of them or kill them, etc. Or at the very least, we're supposed to be angry and sad that they don't think and believe like we do. Because we somehow feel like they're being separate to us and, you know, judging us or etc. But when the truth of the matter is, this planet and creation has way more than enough room for the countless perceptions that each individual has. Creation is designed for and around infinite diversity, not some sort of cracked notion of unity that we're all supposed to think and believe and act and look the same way. No one is supposed to think alike or look alike, or believe the same way as we do, or anybody else, because there is no such thing as a right way, as determined by some insecure, judgy kind of God. If we were all supposed to think and believe and act and look alike, well, then we would all be robots, or we'd all be clones, you know, we'd all be the same race, we'd all be the same color, we'd all be the same gender, etc., etc., instead of all being completely, utterly unique with our own individual perceptions and beliefs and so forth. And contrary to our ancient Neanderthal programming, no single person needs anyone else for anything. So let me say that again so you get this. So people believe that they need other people to get what they want. They got to make deals, they got to make agreements, they got to get rid of things that they don't want. But again, contrary to our limited programming and beliefs that we somehow need other people to get what we want, the truth is no single person needs anyone else to give them anything to get what they want. But we've been trained to believe that we need each other for our physical and emotional survival. And we've been trained to believe that there's some sort of law of assertion that, you know, we can assert people into giving us what we want. But it's just not true. Every single soul is a unique and completely empowered creator with the full freedom and power to create anything that they desire without any other human doing anything or believing any way or thinking any way or acting any way for us so that we can get what we want. Because the entire universe is designed to completely rearrange itself and 100% unconditionally always does rearrange itself to and expands itself. It unconditionally rearranges and expands and recreates itself to accommodate our desires. And that's how powerful each one of us is. That's how miraculously, insanely, unlimitedly empowered we are. But most people have no clue how immensely powerful that they are because they can't imagine that they can actually create their own realities. They just don't believe it. Especially when it appears that they don't and can't. When it appears that assertion is real and true, because people can't imagine how they could possibly, how could I possibly have attracted this kind of crap in my life? I wasn't thinking car crash when I got the car crash. So they imagine mythical evil forces hell-bent on serving up copious helpings of dino dung rather than joy, heaven, and bliss, you know, to somehow make our lives hell instead of heaven. But the simple and easy key to everyone's liberation is right in front of them. But they refuse to see it. And that is the simple truth, that the unconditional universe will give you more of whatever you're focused upon, good or bad. If you focus more upon unwanted things, well, then the universe says, well, your wish is your command, and gives you more unwanted things. It unconditionally gives you more of whatever you're focused upon. Or if you primarily focus your attention upon wanted things, things that you like, love, and appreciate, well, then the universe says, your wish is your command, and gives you more fun, abundant, wanted things that you like, love, and appreciate and want more of. The problem is people falsely believe that as soon as they have a desire for improvement or a desire for more fun things, well, then they believe they are focused on what they want. But they instead typically keep focusing on the lack of what they want instead of an abundance of what they want. And so they are served up more lack by the unconditional universe. They say, I want more money, so why aren't I getting more money? What's the fucking deal here? It's because they keep focusing more upon the lack of money that inspired the desire for an abundance of money and for riches and wealth, etc. So they keep attracting a lack of money. They're shooting themselves in their own feet by thinking about more about a lack of money rather than an abundance of money. You got to understand that the universe is deaf and does not hear your words of, I want more money. Doesn't hear it. It only feels your vibration that keeps saying, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. I really, coming up with money's hard. I really hate my job. This really sucks. Fucking bills. Those fucking rich people, they're taking all the money, blah, 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 blah. Lack, 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 and more lack. That's all the universe is hearing. And because there is no such thing as assertion, the universe can't give you anything contrary to what you're vibrating. You're vibrating lack, 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 so of course the universe has to give you more lack. It's not going to give you what you really want, that you said you want. It's giving you what you're vibrating, which is lack, lack, lack. So, to get the money, to get the abundance, to get the wealth, to get the abundance of whatever you want, you got to start vibrating an abundance of money or whatever you want, rather than a lack of money. even if the money's not here yet. That's the key ingredient here. Lack of money staring you in the face, but you got to feel abundant. You got to feel a general abundance. And that is creation mastery, where you can be surrounded by lack, surrounded by things you don't like, but you think abundantly, and therefore you feel abundant, even if your bank currently says zero. So again, that's creation mastery. And that is the process of turning your thoughts into things, which is simply just thinking about what you want, pointing what you want, and then allowing what you want to come to you, allowing the universe to give you, to unconditionally give you what you want without you pushing it back and saying, trying to, you know, prove you're worthy of it, etc. So creation mastery is turning your thoughts into things, and that is independently empowered self-creation that is unreliant upon anyone else. And the same rule applies for whatever you want. You can't vibrate lack of lover and attract the fullness of a lover. You've got to vibrate an abundance of lover even though your bed is empty. Create anything that you desire, you got to think and vibrate and feel an abundance of that desire, even though there is an apparent lack of physical evidence of that desire. Again, that is creation mastery. That's turning thoughts to things. When you can master the art of pointing at your desires and feeling an abundance of those desires, and master the ability of allowing the fullness of those desires to come to you, without resisting them and trying to prove your worth and all those other kind of bullshit things that we do that basically just block the abundance from coming to us. But when you can just be in a state of surrender and allowance where you allow the universe to just give you whatever you want, well, then you become a nonstop attractor of amazing, wonderful things, and your life becomes a nonstop, joyful, abundant adventure of creation. And you create and attract the joy and the well-being and the abundance and the well-being and the excitement and the fulfillment and the satisfaction that you want. So I hope you enjoyed my podcast, Mind Your Own Freaking Business, the absolute master key to create a life of never-ending joy, peace, well-being, abundance, and fulfillment. And of course, if you did, well, then I'd appreciate it if you'd forward it to your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings, because you're a nice person, aren't you? You want to share amazing stuff with your friends to help improve their lives, too. You're not a selfish prick, are you? Nah, you're a nice person. You like your friends, and you like other people, and you like to help other people. So please forward these goodies to them and turn them on to my other goodies, self-empowering goodies. And remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get notifications of future videos. Come visit medzachiron.com for lots of self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. And of course, where you can also find out how to achieve financial freedom. Please check out my new podcast, The Master Keys of Creation, available on Buzzsprout and all of the podcast websites. So, thanks again. My name is Zachiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and joy and freedom and fun and on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember, too, Mike Glyph a holiday. Woohoo!